This hour is marked as a turning, a change, because of the grace that is being received by many to step away from that which distracts, that which takes the attention off of me. To live in me is to die in me. It is to take up your cross so that you might live in me. It is to set your heart on me by the strength of my love and grace. It is to fellowship with me, to know me. This is the best of life in me, to live in me, to thrive in me. The outpouring of my spirit on this earth is first an outpouring of my spirit into the lives of those who come close enough to me to know me intimately, to trust me, to love me, to depend on me, and to obey me. Man in his own strength sustains himself, his pleasures, and his desires. But those who I am able to pour myself into are those who have found the heart of fellowship with me, those who make the progression into me, finding that I am their only. I am the only one who can sustain, satisfy, complete, and bring about a perfecting. And this treasure of understanding is the turning. It is the turning. All that is needful, all that is necessary, comes from fellowship with me. The world has many pulls, many enticements, and anything that takes your affection from me is in opposition to our intimacy. To be intimate with the world and the things of the world is to set your affections on those things rather than on me. The journey into finding a steadiness of fellowship with me often seems to be a long one, for your life must be transformed to living in me in utter dependency. I have been wooing, inviting, calling, and faithfully leading, and many are finding a greater strength in dedication to me. This is well-pleasing to me, for my desire is a greater outpouring in you, that I may bring my outpouring through you, to the degree that you may co-labor with me until your race is finished, and your course has been run through the grace that is in me.